All right, welcome back here to Shed Talk. Got an exciting interview right here with my man Montana Hand. He's coming in from Texas and he has a detail shop and he's here to tell us a little bit about it. What's going on, man? How you doing?
Well, thank you. Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, how you doing today, man? You doing good?
Doing good. Went and did a little bit of work this morning and now we're here.
Okay. Yeah, man. So yeah, I had an opportunity to go to some of your pages, which I'll actually be put this in the content of exactly what you cover and how to get a hold of you. But I seen that you actually do a lot of work on boats and on vehicles on road. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, so my business is Top Hand Detailing. We specialize in boats and vehicles. Everybody here in Texas loves to fish or be on the water, especially during those summer times. It gets real hot. You got to get out there and cool yourself off. So, we just try to take care of everybody's pride and joy and their hard-earned money that they've invested into a vehicle, so or a boat at that. So,
Right.
we got to make sure we keep them looking good going down the road.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Another thing, let me ask you this question, what made you get into this line of work right here?
Honestly, I got tired of dealing with another company and I decided to be my own company. COVID happened and then slowed work down and I was like, man, everybody wants to make sure they ain't getting the COVID. So
Right.
I decided to get in that line of work.
Now, whenever COVID was going on, did you see work pick up for you whenever you got into the industry?
Yeah, it actually did. 'Cause I started it in 2020. Slowly got into it and business was hit or miss because people weren't working, so their income wasn't coming in either. But also, during the whole boom of COVID, when that all happened, it was, and then once COVID went away, it kind of fell off just a little bit. But
Right,
it.
right. Well, I mean, so obviously you got some repeat customers,
Oh
correct?
yeah,
Yeah.
I've got monthly clients that I've carried from when I started.
Wait. You saying you got monthly clients that make sure they come and see you monthly?
I see them monthly. Yep.
Wow. And this is going from their vehicles to their boats and stuff like that?
Yeah, I've got one client that's got 12 vehicles that I take care of every month.
Wow, have you had the opportunity to work with any dealerships at all in your area?
No, I try not to because they already got their own service, so
Okay, so you're kind of doing your own thing. You actually help out the mom and pops out there that don't want to have to wait for the long, hey, we can't get you in for weeks on end. You actually like to do the face-to-face, I can take care of you as soon as possible.
yep, exactly. I'm scheduled on average about 2 weeks out. And the best thing about it is I'm mobile, so that's really the best part.
Wait, you're mobile so you can actually go to the residence of the person and take care of their vehicle right there.
Yep, I can go straight up to their business where they're working.
Wow, that is amazing. That is amazing. So, there's a lot of big questions. There's a lot of questions that people have. I mean, I love to get my vehicles detailed. It's the one of the questions is, what is the steps that you go through in order to get the vehicle ready to clean?
Well, the first step I do is that once I arrive, I introduce myself. Man, I think the introduction on a to a person is key to owning a
Right.
business. Walking up, shaking their hand, looking them in the eye, introducing yourself, going and evaluating the vehicle and what you're getting into. But from that, I actually start with the interior, and then I work to the exterior. I find that being probably the smoothest direction in doing it. During the summer times, I'll actually change it. I'll actually do the exterior first just because it gets so hot so quickly. I don't want water or my soap actually drying to the paint itself.
Okay, so you have your steps that you go through whenever you're prepping these vehicles and getting them ready. Does your service, do you offer just interior cleaning or exterior, or is it like a total package that you do?
I do either interior or exterior, or I'll do both as well. It really varies. A lot of the time, I'll say probably about 80% of the time I'm doing the whole vehicle or the whole boat. very small percentage that I'm just doing an exterior interior.
All right. So that's awesome, man. So here's another big question. Can you give us one of the, a forever story that you will have, a memory that you had cleaning somebody's vehicle to where you were just mind blown about what you found in there? Not so much in details or anything, but give me a story about it.
A
yeah, dirty vehicle so, that you got broke.
It was actually one of my friends' wife's vehicles, and they've got two younger kids. Right. And they brought it to me. They live right down the road, and they just brought it to me. And they said, "Hey, there's this awful smell in here, and we can't find it." And I'm like, uh-huh. "Well, if there's one person that's going to find it, I guarantee you, I will." Well, anyways, and it was just a mom mobile. Anyways, you know. Kid crumbs all over the dadgum thing and whatnot. So I get to going and I'm vacuuming. First step I start with is vacuuming, getting the carpet clean, making it look good. And then I start working on panels. Well, in the very back, it was a third row vehicle. And in the very back of it, in one of the cup holders, I'm not kidding you, there was a half a cup of milk sitting in the cup holder.
Oh,
I'm not. Yes, I give them so much crap over it right nowadays. I'm like, man, that you could have used that as cottage cheese in your next meal. That it was all curdled and everything.
Oh my gosh! So how were you able to, you know, get that smell out? Is there certain cleaners that you use?
Yeah, I use an all-purpose cleaner.
Okay,
that's food. It's food grade safe and everything. So, it's you know, it's safe for everything in all purposes.
Right,
I can
right,
so
right, right.
Anyways, it actually will get rid of the smell even if it's embedded in carpets or on plastics.
Wow. I mean it sounds like you got some solid steps that you have to go through. I you know, looking at your TikTok and on your platforms that you have on Facebook, I love the fact of your transition pictures. Because everybody likes that. I mean, think about it. Like, I mean, that's the selling point of it. And you mastered that. Because I seen that you take a truck right here with bad, the feet mats are dirty. You look at the seats, they have stains in them. And you capture all that in there. You got the dust on there on the dashboard. The buildup on the walls inside there and on side of the glass. And you take that and you spin it around. You make that vehicle look like it came right from the showroom floor. Like you do that. So how do you do that? Is that like your thing that you do not stop until the vehicle is like right off the showroom floor?
Exactly. I really try not to stop. There has to be some point at stopping because one, you know, if there's a scratch on a door panel and you might think it's dirt, you just can't add new back to a vehicle, you know. But the one thing that I've always prided myself on is making sure this customer comes out and is smiling.
Right.
Just the value of a dollar, to especially to me, I didn't come from a whole lot of money, so I know the value of a dollar. And these people are putting so much money and trust into me to make sure that their vehicle looks grade A like they just bought it. Right. And I want to deliver that product to that person.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, that's key. I'm glad that you actually found that. How long have you been in business?
It'll be our fifth year this year.
Your fifth year. That's amazing, man. That is really amazing. So what are some of the services that you guys offer?
Well, I offer anything from just a basic hands-on wash, interior cleaning. And there's a difference between a cleaning and a detail. Cleaning is just pretty much just a vacuum and a wipe down. And when I go to detail, and I mean, we're picking up everything from dirt that's in little crevices that you wouldn't even know were there, but yet I'm going to pick them up. And then go all the way from, you know, you want your wheels clean? Well, just clean your wheels. But I can also go all the way to ceramic coating vehicles and boats as well.
Now, do you also clean the motor as well?
Yes, sir. And that just depends. That's also an extra cost as well.
Okay, yeah, so there's different packages for all different vehicles. As far as when it gets down to the boat, is there a certain kind of steps that you have to do differently than you would a car on the road?
Yeah, they're...
Sorry, brother.
My bad. Yeah, there is. Because paint on a vehicle itself is non-porous. It's actually hard, where fiberglass and gel coat is very porous. So you can use one product on a vehicle that a boat actually might not pick up and actually do well. Right. And it'll actually leave streaks, or like it could look spotty, or in reality, it could honestly stain the boat itself, and then that causes me more work.
Okay. So is there a certain line of products that you have to use on a boat? Because like, obviously when you clean the boat and it's going to go out there to be used, is there certain products that you use so it's not real slippery, so people are safe on it?
So a lot of the, yeah, I do. Every boat that I do gets waxed. Everyone, okay. The outside does. So that way the water itself doesn't
build up.
It doesn't build up on it. It doesn't get the hard water spots.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, because here in Texas, the hard water, I mean, man, you got to take like a hammer and a chisel to get that stuff off of the water sometimes. I mean, off of a boat sometimes. Man, right. Stuff builds up. But the products I can use, a lot of the products that I use, I can go back and forth and use on a vehicle or a boat itself. I just got to be real safe on what harsh products I use on a boat. Okay. And the slickness, going back to the slickness, like I never use anything where you're going to step that's going to be slick. So nobody's going to be falling.
Okay. Yeah, that's amazing, man. I mean, it definitely seems like this is your passion here. Now, how can I put this? When it comes to social media, does it play a big factor in your business?
It really does. The more you market yourself, the bigger you grow. I found that out from day one. Yeah. And I thought, man, I just post here and there, and I'll get traction. No, right. Man, you've got to post daily and on everything. Catch traction from this and that. I mean, you know, it used to cost you money to put an ad in the newspaper. This is free. So why not use it as much as you can?
Right. You're exactly right. Where would you say that you see your business going with the way how technology is? Where do you say that you see your business within 5 years if you had it set up?
Honestly, in 5 years, I hope that it's a lot bigger than it is, and I got another in two vehicles going, detailing with a crew. I'm actually trying to expand my company right now as we speak. So we're in traction to actually grow this year. So,
okay. So where are you located at? Are you like, what part of Texas are you in?
I'm in Weatherford, Texas, which is just like 45 minutes west of DFW.
Now, how far did you travel to the clients?
That depends. I'm about an hour radius.
Hour radius. Okay. So whenever it gets down to the turnaround time, say that you're just doing one vehicle with a new customer and they want a full heads on, you know, make this look like brand new. Can you get it all done in a day?
3 hours.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
And if I have a helper, I can get it done in about two.
Okay. Now, do they have to have water provided there for you as well?
No, not necessarily. They don't have to have water provided. I carry a water tank around with me. It's got deionized water, which is actually a spot-free water. My system was a big hunk and a big leap of faith, because I'm like spending so much money in this water system to provide clients a nice spot-free finish.
Right.
So, you know, I don't have to, but when, you know, I can show up to somebody's business and take care of them and not have a spigot near me.
Wow. That's amazing. I mean, that's like you said, no matter where the vehicle's at, you can get the address and you can, if the, granted the space is because, I'm guessing you have a pull behind trailer with you as well.
Everything's in the back of my pickup.
Okay. Everything's in the back of his pickup. And you can provide all the service and needs right there. So that'd be nice for somebody that I would say is at work or on some trip, and their vehicle's in a stationary area. And we know how dust accumulates especially down there in Texas with these different wind storms and whatnot. That's a good service there. And that's also, do you have like any kind of packages? I would say like a membership. Do you have a membership or anything for certain customers or anything?
Well, I've got monthly packages is what I work with. And that just goes vehicle to vehicle, how many vehicles we're dealing with. And, you know, it all just varies. Everything's variable in this type of business.
Okay, so that it varies in different things that you have going on. I would also ask you, as far as in when it gets down to interacting with the customers, do you feel that the customer relationship is a key point to your business?
It's big. I mean, it is big because if you don't call them in a timely manner, man, you lose that business, even if they're a new client. I think the relationship between you and the client itself is key into growing your business, because that person's going to go off and tell another person, and then, you know, it's just going to continue to grow. I had a client that I went and took care of yesterday that posted on Facebook and said, man, this guy's the hand. I mean, he's a hand or something like that.
Using your last name.
Now I was like, you know, it's pretty neat to have clients like that, because two people told him about me, so he called me. Now he's got people calling me. So, you know, that one-on-one with them and what you're doing, I mean, it goes so far. You don't think it does, but at the end of the day, you see it.
Okay. Yeah, so as far as when it gets down to cleaning the motors, how is that? How is that process? Is it like a very delicate steps that you have to go through? Because I know whenever you go to a dealership, one thing that they like to do as a sales point is they like to for you to pop the hood. And I don't know about you, but whenever I have a new vehicle and you pop the hood and it looks that brand new look in there, I seen that you were able to actually do that. Now, I'm asking you, is there a certain step that you have to go through to make it look like that?
Yeah, you just got to be careful on what you're dealing with, because, you know, if you get like a 1980s vehicle in there with the carburetor, you don't want to be injecting water down into the windpipe of it, you know? So, right. But the newer vehicles, a lot of stuff nowadays is very watertight and you're pretty safe. And you don't want to use certain chemicals on the inside of it. Very, very low dilution of engine degreaser and whatnot. Using brushes on the inside, you can get away with it a lot more than you can on the exterior of the vehicle.
Wow, that is nice. And you say that you have a lot of repeat customers. Your customers, are they able to find you on Google?
Now, I don't know if I'm that big, but maybe one day.
You know, after this, I'm hoping that we can actually get even more people out there, especially down there in Texas in your location area. If someone was interested in your service, which I'm sure after this broadcast goes off here, where can they find you at? Where is the two places that they can get a hold of you?
You can find me on TikTok at Top Hand Detailing. You can also find me on Facebook at Top Hand Detailing. And then you can also call me. Our business number is 817-771-6940.
Okay, brother. Okay. Hey, you know what? This has been great. This is a lot of information that I did not know, and I'm sure a lot of us did not know that was out there available, especially for the folks down there in his area in Texas. This is definitely a shop that I would say that you need to check out, and even check out his social media pages to actually see the work. So before you even say, like, you know, is it work or good or not, I encourage you to go to all his social media sites and check out his work so you can see the walk behind, the before and after view. And yeah, definitely check him out. Hey, Montana, I appreciate you, brother.
Thanks for having me on. I greatly appreciate it.
Hey, thank you so much. Hey, and this is Sean here on Shed Talk. Thank y'all for listening. Thank you.